have a Japa workshop. It's quite an experience. It's a workshop which is meant to help us appreciate the chanting of Japa better. This evening I will not make such a long introduction like I usually do, because most of us here are already chanting Japa. One thing which we would like to introduce our Japa workshop with is a deep, profound spiritual truth. The holy name is identical with Krishna. This is very, very difficult for us to understand or accept, because we really have not made any experience of a word being identical with a substance. A word usually is only a representation of the substance, which lacks the potency or power of the substance. For instance, the word water does not have the power to quench our thirst. It's just a representation of the substance in the form of sound. Or, you know, we now would say the word sun. This word sun doesn't have the power of the sun. It will still remain quite dark in the room, even if we all would say the word sun, 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 sun. And we would still require this very poor electrical light to make us see. The word has never the same potency as the original substance. And because we have never experienced any word having the same potency, therefore when we hear in our mind that the name of Krishna is identical with Krishna, we doubt it. We don't it sounds nice, but yes, maybe it sounds very philosophical, but it really doesn't sound practical for us. And there is a second reason. Most of us have not experienced that Krishna is Krishna, that the name Krishna is Krishna. And this is a very, it's the second reason why we are careless in our chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. See, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur raises a very interesting philosophical point, which when you hear it, will make you think very deeply. He says that the mere sound which is produced with the lips is not identical with Krishna. Only if the chanter chants with the right understanding and the right spiritual practice, then Krishna will appear from the spiritual platform and be present in the sound which he produces. Dionysus, your mind was a little absent-minded. This is a very difficult point, and you need to give it your full attention. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has helped us to understand this difficult point with an example of a capsule, the capsule of a medicine. This capsule is not identical with the medicine. There are capsules which carry deadly cyanide. Cyanide is a poison which is so strong that even a little pinch of it, like this, is enough to kill an elephant. In the capsule is only a medicine if inside of it is the medicine. So in the same way, Krishna is only there if he is there within the sound. The sound which we produce with our material lips cannot call Krishna. He has to descend in his kindness. We can never go to the spiritual world. The spiritual world has to come to us. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati says, the life of the name is absent in offensive chanting. The most important thing in chanting the holy name is the spiritual realization backing the name. That is the real name. A tape recorder can pronounce the holy name of Krishna just like a parrot, but the physical sound is not Krishna. In the background, there must be spiritual truth which is conscious. You cannot capture the holy name of Krishna simply by vibrating the syllables of the holy name with your tongue. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gives an example. He talks of Ravana, the powerful demon who wanted to capture and kidnap Mother Sita. But you know, when he attacked the ashram where Lord Ramachandra lived and attacked Sita, he didn't take the mother of the creation. He didn't take the spiritual associate of the Lord. How can a demon touch the spiritual energy of the Lord? All he got is a mere illusory form of Sita. Similarly, you cannot vibrate the holy name, you cannot capture Krishna simply by moving the lips and tongue. The pure name of Krishna is not lip deep, but sritse dubok, heart deep. Ultimately, it goes beyond the heart and reaches the land of Krishna. When Krishna comes down, the name comes through the heart and moves the lips and tongue. That vibration is the holy name of Krishna. Prabhupada, he often said, you can't put, the holy name is not on the material plane. It is coming from the spiritual platform. I would like to give you an example. Look at these beautiful deities of Radha. I only see Krishna Balaram. Is there also Radha Shyam Sundar? Gonitai and Krishna Balaram. Now, this Krishna Balaram, which are in there, and which are on the photo, are certainly not coming from Jaipur. Although the deities were made in Jaipur. We would never think Krishna Balaram are coming from Jaipur. Or would anyone think like this? No, we know. They come from the spiritual world. They are totally spiritual. In the same way, the true name, Krishna, has to come from the spiritual world. He is not produced in Bosnia by the lips of Bosnian Sasha, or Bosnian Saleh, or whatever we call it, or Mustafa. Yes, Krishna is not a product of this world. He's not produced by the lips of the chanter. If he comes, he comes from the spiritual world. So, when does Krishna come? Krishna comes when the devotee chants with the right understanding. It's called Sambandha Gyan. He must know who is Krishna. And the devotee must chant in a proper mood, free of the 10 offenses, but full and imbued with a prayerful mood in chanting. Today, we would like to work a little bit on our chanting, on our japa, by teaching you one simple point which will help you to avoid all offenses. We will teach you this evening the art of concentration. When you have learned this art, you have automatically overcome what is called inattention. As long as we chant inattentively, Krishna will not come. Only when a devotee chants full of attention and in a prayerful mood does Krishna come. It's very simple. Once in Yugoslavia, there was a devotee, he's an older devotee, I will not tell you his name, who had invited the devotees to come to his house. But when the devotees were standing right before his house, he felt so much strach or tremor that he was not able to receive them. He escaped out of the bathroom window. Right, so sometimes we are so contradictory in our moods. Who could it be? Who could it be? I will not tell you the name because he's a very nice devotee and we want to honor and respect all our devotees. So naturally, when he wrote the second time to the devotees, please come, the devotee thought, well, no, not again. I mean, 2,000 kilometers we have to drive to find the door locked. We will not come again. So this is also Krishna's realization. When we call him Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and then next sentence we say Traj, Traj, Traj. At that time, we are no longer there. We are what is called absent-minded, or in ISKCON language, which we have spaced out, we have gone out of our minds, we have escaped. So I think this simple description can tell you or can convince you that you cannot receive Krishna, or Krishna will not come when you are not attentive. Inattention while chanting the holy name is the root of all offenses, which will take care that Krishna, that there is no chance of Krishna realization. You will only produce a material sound with your lips, which will, after some time, start to bore you, because it's not filled with spiritual life. So, today, I would like to go with you through some exercises to train you, to train us. It's always very, very helpful for me also to do this workshop, I must tell you, to avoid the offense called inattention. The scriptures tell us that there is a in order to concentrate the mind, a traktaka meditation is advised. Traktaka means you fix your mind on one point. Usually, in yoga, we fix our mind on a point. I always sometimes do this when I have to speak with many people throughout the day. In the pauses, I have a sheet of paper I can show you. There's a black dot, and I hold it for 1 minute and put all my mental energy on the dot, and then the mind focuses and becomes strong again. This is called traktaka. It works also when you are in a dark room and you just fix your mind on a candle. You will see how the mind's thoughts, which were all over, become concentrated and be fixed. Now, in our tradition, we don't want to meditate about a candle or a dot. This is, but we fix our mind on what is called a mantra traktaka, that is the mantra in letters. For instance, Virachandra Prabhu, the son of Nityananda, Lord Nityananda, has been described to have a big Naam Shila, it's like this, where the holy name was engraved in granite. And when he would chant, he would just look on it. Gorkhasodas Babaji, in the same vague, same idea, used to advise his disciples that while they were chanting, they should just look at the written letters of the Hare Krishna mantra and not look at anything else. And by this concentration, he said, they would experience how after some time Radha and Krishna with all their associates would emerge from the letters. Hare Krishna. When in Goloka Dham we had a birthday cake. It was a cake in the form of a book, and from the book, just floating over it, were the scenes which that were described in the seven chapters, or I don't know so exactly. It was the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and on the first scene, which was floating over the book, you would see Narada Muni meeting the devotees in Prayag. And then finally he was meeting Lord Shiva. There was a scene where he met Lord Shiva and Hanuman and so on. So I was thinking of this when we cut the birthday cake into pieces and distributed it, that actually the letters of the Hare Krishna mantra are pregnant with the divine couple. The Radha and Krishna are inside. And when you concentrate and chant, you can see them coming out. This is the idea of spiritual sound vibration. Do you know that in the sound Om, the whole creation is encapsulated? And spiritual scientists or yogis can see how within Om all the creation is present, and even all the Vedas. If you say Om, Atse, you have said everything. It's in there, like the tree is in the seed, and it takes only a matter of realization so that everything comes out. So this is the idea of Trataka meditation. You look at the letters of the Hare Krishna mantra, and at a mature stage of realization, you will actually be able to behold the beautiful form of Krishna. This is wonderful, isn't it? Divno. So I would now like to request all of you to do a little exercise with me. We will chant together while looking at the mantra. But before doing this, I hope my assistants have not spaced out this one. We will hear Srila Prabhupada chanting. Put it loud. Please don't chant, just listen. What do you hear? Please listen. What did you hear? We we feel the concentration. Yeah. Joyful mood. What else could we hear? There's a rhythm. Yes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. There's a melody. Couldn't understand. Yes, Bunny? He's calling innocently, like a small... Longing. Oh, yeah. Yeah? Really? Certain bath. Shyama Priya can feel. Determination. Conviction.
I heard that he pronounced Krishna. Krishna,
yeah. He didn't say Krishna, but Krishna, yes. Krishna, yeah. One thing which did you want to say something, Ojashvi? Oh, no. You have heard it, but have you heard that all the devotees chant in the same voice?
Yeah.
Like Prabhupada? You have heard, huh? Prabhupada chanted, and everyone chanted along with him. Shadow chanting, we can call it. Same voice. And we will do this also, this shadow chanting. For this workshop, we will introduce a certain language to you. Whenever I request you to do something, I will give you this sign. It means the start of the exercise. And this means the end of the exercise. Yes? So, I want to request you now. I was starting already to smile because soon, just in a minute, you will see a great surprise. You should please look at the different names of the mantra. I do not say words because it's names. When you say Hare, you should be with Hare. When you say Krishna, you should just look and stare at Krishna, or not fix your vision at Krishna. When you say Hare, you should fix your vision with Hare, and so on and so forth. So you will become more or less like a laser. Your eyes will be like a laser reader who reads the mantra. I will give you the speed, and when I give you the sign, then we chant together. Yes, if you wish to do it with a japa, you can do it with a japa. But if you have no japa mala, it doesn't matter. The exercise is as efficient without. So we just look at the at the different mantra signs, and please look very, very attentively, because you will have a spiritual realization when it happens. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No, you have not heard. This is your sign when you begin. I will break a few of your habits today. That whenever there's Hare, you will immediately go. This is desired. So maybe you didn't understand. When you hear this sign, you should begin. When you don't hear the sign, then don't begin, but wait until you hear the sign. I just want to give you the speed so that we chant in the same speed. I have to also look on the mantra, that's why I don't look at you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Look at every name, no, sorry, at every name as you pronounce it. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. While you do these exercises, please don't speed up like some of you have done. We will chant a little bit slower than we usually chant, because we will do many exercises to focus our mind on different things. So please do not speed up, although you are accustomed to chant faster than we do. Mm-hmm. Now comes the next stage. When you chant the Hare Krishna, we heard it should be heart deep, not just lip deep. What this means is that we should concentrate and focus our attention as we chant. See, most of us are from the Western civilization, and we are not used to chant with our, or do anything with our inner senses. We just use the external senses, and that's why our concentration can easily be disrupted when there is some external disturbance coming on. We hear in the Vedanta Sutra that all of our senses have also an internal form. That's why in your dream, for instance, when you are in the dark room, you can sometimes see landscapes through which you go, and you can hear also sound. There is no land in your bedroom, and there's also no music or no sound. Your inner senses, however, can perceive this on another platform, on the platform of the dream. So this internal senses usually sleep while we are working, and they also sleep when we chant Hare Krishna. That's why we are not so concentrated. And we will now learn a few exercises which will help us to awaken our inner senses. First, the inner sense of vision. Please sit straight. And when you are comfortable, please close the eyes. I will now give you a few words, and I want to request you to let inner pictures arise. The beautiful nature which surrounds us. Snow and trees. Let pictures come. a busy marketplace where vegetables are sold. An old man going through the streets. A mosque. A yellow flash coming out of dark blue clouds. A pizza with caperis. The beautiful Gornitai deities in their blue dress. The river Yamuna in Vrindavan. Your favorite spot in Vrindavan. Please sit down there. If you never were in Vrindavan, then see in your mind's eye your favorite spot in Bosnia or Serbia or Croatia, and even if you were in Vrindavan, you can sit down there. I will sit down in Kamenjak in Pula. Thank you very much. You can open your eyes now. Did some pictures come? So you could see there is something like an inner vision within you. This inner vision we will now use to visualize inside of us the different names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It will get very interesting. Please be so kind to sit properly, and then when you are comfortably situated and when you are ready, please close your eyes again. Now I request you to see inside of you the beautiful name of Hare. See the H, the R, the R, and the E. And now see the whole name, Hare. If it's difficult for you to see, then please imagine that there is a white, very big sheet of paper. You have a black pen and you write in very big letters the beautiful name of Hari on it. H-A-R-E. Now try to see the whole name. Hari. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Now we will immediately go on to Krishna. See the K, the R, the I, S, H, N, A. Krishna. Please also imagine you stand before a big sheet of white paper and as big as you can, write down Krishna, K, R, I, S, H, N, A, Krishna. Try, even I can see some of you are not so strong in this exercise. Just try. It's not important if you are successful or not successful. If you just direct your mind, something will happen. Krishna. Okay. Now we will go to the last of the three names, Rama. This is the easiest. Please see the R, A, M, A, Rama. You can also write it, this name, on the big piece of paper. Rama. For some of us, this is somehow easier because we write a lot. Rama. And now try to see the name in its entirety before you. Now, see Hare, see Krishna. If it helps, you can briefly open your eyes and look at the mantra sign here next to me. But then please close the eyes immediately, almost like taking a snapshot, like a photograph, and then putting it in your heart, Krishna. Yes, and now please, Rama. Thank you. You could open your eyes when you are ready. Now, we will immediately go into an exercise which I first want to explain before we all do it. We will now chant the Hare Krishna mantra. And while we chant each name, please visualize the name. See it before you, in your inner eye. What helps me very much is, because I have spent a lot of my time in the big cities, I imagine that the name goes on like a neon light. Have you seen neon lights in? Yeah, we see in Belgrade. We see most probably, and in Sarajevo we can also see. Goes like Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. This is what helps me. But maybe others of you are not so neon light men or women, and you don't like to have this, then you see the name. Now, here I again want to say, those of you who are accustomed to chant faster, the idea is now not to chant fast. The idea is to see each, and I will first give you the speed. You have to be very careful because you are very quick. Please close your eyes and just listen to me chanting one time the mantra, and then I will give you the sign when it's time for you to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. You're I must say it's much easier for you than it was for the devotees in Zagreb. Most probably it was a little warm in the room in Zagreb. Now we will go to the next sense. We have now practiced a little bit our inner vision. It's a little bit. There are many more things. I would now request you to think for a moment about another vision. It's inner voice. See, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave us a mood in which we should chant the Hare Krishna mantra. He said we should call out for Lord Krishna, almost like a drowning man who calls out to be saved from the ocean. Ayinanda tanuyakin karang patitang mam vishame bhavambudo kripaya tava para pankaja stita dulisa drisham vichintaya. Please again. Ayinanda tanuyakin karang patitang mam vishame bhavambudo kripaya tava para pankaja stita dulisa disham vichintaya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu purported this verse. He said, I'm your eternal servant, but I forgot your lordship. Now I have fallen into the ocean of nations and have been conditioned by the external energy. Be causelessly merciful to me by giving me a place with the particles of dust at your lotus feet, so that I may engage in the service of your lordship as your eternal servant. Prabhupada once translated this in a very simple sentence. He said, please accept me. This is our prayer to Krishna. Please accept me. Now this is an urgent need, and very often we forget that we are desperately in need of Krishna's embrace. We forget this in our lives because we think, oh, it's somehow going on, huh? somehow going on. I'm eating and then sleeping and then earning money and paying tax. It's going on. Where's the ocean, please? Where I'm drowning? The ocean, Baba, is you are in ignorance. Although it's surrounding you. That's the ocean. Once someone said, you say that the material energy is the fire of misery. Where's the fire? Here is a little fire. Fire is in your heart. The misery. So these are things which are to be learned in Krishna consciousness, and I think and I hope you have learned your lessons by now and know these things. So we want to be saved by Lord Krishna, and for this we have to call out over the ocean waves. See, when a mother does not want to take care of the child because she has to take care of the household, she will give the child many toys to play with. The child is very busy. It is the little thing, you know, little child basket, or what is it called? Child bed. They're just over his ear, and not ears, nose. So many interesting things which dangle. And the child can keep itself busy for the whole many hours. But there comes a time when the child needs the mother for drinking and so on. So in the same way, there comes a time in all of our lives where we need Krishna and not the toys of the world. Krishna will put this toy before us, and this position, and success, and nice sense enjoyments, maybe. But when we are clever, we don't go for the toys. We go for the real thing, for Krishna. So, but we must call out for Krishna. The mothers know. They have the mother radar. Is it mother radar? Mother antenna. Radar, yes. When the baby really wants the mother, they can tell by the sound, Mommy! Then the child just goes, Mommy, Mommy, and plays. The mother says, okay, I can cook some more. My bakla preparation, or my... But when there's a certain sound, Mama! I can't say it's so good. But then the mother knows, okay, everything has to rest. I have to take care of my maladetse. So this is with Krishna also. When we are so busy with the world, with all the different things, positions and the computer and the internet and everything, when we think this can satisfy us, Krishna will not come. But if we call for Krishna, and only Krishna, he will hear it. He has also the special radar. He has a radar for Sasha and for Atze. And when that Atze begins to call, and the Sasha begins to call, without having the desire for material things, he also has a radar for Sanatan Yogi. And when he begins to call properly, without being interested any longer in the many interesting things of the world, then Krishna will come. So we will now try to do something. I mean, we can't really... I feel such an exercise is best be done in private, in a lonely room or lonely forest or lonely snow-covered area. But we can do something. We can at least train our inner voice. I want to request you now to please sit come straight, sit properly. And when you're ready, please close the eyes. This will be a beautiful exercise which you like. And now, in your mind's eye, go to a beach. There's no one on the beach. Only you. You look at the ocean. It's a little bit windy. It is maybe 6 o'clock, turning 7 o'clock. It's a little bit... Yeah, something is going on in the ocean. The waves are coming. Ah, yeah. You come on the shore. You look to the left. No one is there. You look to the right. No one is there. You look behind you. No one. You are all alone on your beach. And the wind is blowing and the waves are coming. Now you call out very loud. There's no one around you. No one will hear you. Hari. Please call in your inner voice, not with your outer voice. You will not hear any sound now, only the inner sound. Please call with me in the same rhythm. Hari. Hari. Call in the mind, not in the word. Hari. Hari. Thank you. Some of you are not calling loud enough. You hear the coughing outside and are diverted, but this is not the idea of the exercise. Please let us now go to Krishna. We call out Krishna's name really loud in a rhythm which is a little faster. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Call out loud. No one hears you. Krishna. Krishna. Maybe Krishna hears you. Krishna. 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 Louder. Krishna. 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 Thank you. We will now go to Rama. Rama. Though it's difficult, please chant out loud. Rama, 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 Rama. Thank you very, very much. Now, this was a little intense. We will chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and at the same time, as we chant each name, we will call out in our inner voice. Would you be ready to do, would you like to have a simple exercise or a difficult one? simple. You don't mind the maybe first is simple. Yes, first simple and difficult. Okay, this is a good idea. The simple one is, we will just, as we chant, go and really call out. When we are with Hari, we call Hari Krishna, Hari. And outside, we will also chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. But the idea is that our heart should chant. Even you can go with your attention, focus it on the heart. That's what I always do. And chant from there. Then it's very, very good. We will, again, I will chant for you just very slowly so that you can, and then I will give you the sign. Huh? Please hear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. It's good if you maybe close the eyes. It might help you to get more concentration into the chanting. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Now comes a more difficult exercise. You will now chant. And while you chant, I will give you an instruction which you should try to fulfill while you are chanting. We can't chant so loud. Or I have actually a lot of volume here. In other words, we can chant a little softer, but please listen. For this, you need to close the eyes. It will be quite intense for you. I can if it's too intense for you, you can mentally just lean against a tree and breathe. Yes. Okay. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Continue to chant. Now call out in your mind's voice the beautiful name of Hare. Only Hare. In your mind, call out only Hare. Nothing else. Then Hare. Only Hare. Now go to Krishna. Only call out Krishna. Louder. No, in the mind, louder. Only Krishna's name. Krishna. Now Hare. Only Hare. No other name than Hare. Only Hare. I'm sorry, Bhaktikaranta, for this we cannot translate, but I think your devotees are very intelligent. They got the idea. Continue, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Call out Krishna. Only Krishna in your mind. Not the other mantras. Only Krishna. Very good. Now Krishna. How wonderful the name Krishna is. Call out all the time Krishna. Now go to Krishna. Only Krishna. Only Krishna. Beautiful name of Krishna. Yes. Now only Hare. With your mind, you're only with Hare. And call out Hare. Yes. Meditate about Hare. Deeply meditate about Hare. Beautiful name of Mother of Radharani. Yes, now again, Radharani, the beautiful name of Hare. Very good, just Hare, call and meditate. Now Rama, the beautiful name of Rama. Oh, so nice this Rama. Call out and meditate. Rama, yes, now Hare, only Hare, nothing else than Hare. Oh, so nice, Hare. Yes, now the beautiful name of Rama. Only Rama. The beautiful name of Rama. Yes, call for him. Now Rama. Call for Rama. Yes, the beautiful name of Rama. Only Rama. Now Rama, beautiful name of Rama, Radha Raman, and now Hare, beautiful name of Hare. Yes, and now again the beautiful name of Hare. Wonderful. Yes. Very good. Hare. Again, Hare. Beautiful name of Hare. Only Radharani's name. And now Krishna. Only Krishna's name. Beautiful name of Krishna. Wonderful. Now Hare. Only Hare. Beautiful name of Hare. Call out loud in your mind. Now Krishna. Oh Krishna, the all-attractive Lord, the Lord of the heart. Wonderful. Now Krishna. Again Krishna. Only Krishna. Yes. Very good. And Krishna, only the wonderful name of Lord Krishna. Now comes Radharani's name, Hare. Yes, only Hare. Fix yourself totally on Hare. And again Hare. Nothing else exists for you than Hari. Everything else is not there at the moment. Yes. Now again, Hari. Beautiful name of Hari. Only Hari. Now Rama. The beautiful name of Rama. No one else than Rama. Only Rama. And Hari. Only Hari. Call out prayerfully. Call out for mercy. And now Rama. May the Lord of Radha, Radha Raman, protect us. Wonderful. Again Rama. Beautiful name. Rama. And again Rama. Beautiful name of the Lord. We call out only to Rama. And now Hare. Oh, Hare. Yes. Beautiful name of Radharani. Everything is in this name. And now Hare. Beautiful name of Radharani. Wonderful. Very good. Some of you were very good. All of you, I'm very impressed. I thought in Bosnia we do not like to concentrate our minds, but we like it. It's very good to hear, see this. Now, I will greatly surprise you, maybe even shock you a little bit. I will now put to question all these concentration techniques. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked by a devotee, Prabhupada, how can I control my mind? Can you give us a method, please? And Prabhupada answered, what is the use of controlling the mind? You have to chant and hear. That's all. What is the question of the mind? Now Srila Prabhupada can say it, because on the state of Ruchi and beyond, when the mind just hears Krishna's name, it runs there. Like we have heard this morning, iron which runs to a magnet and it stays there. When the mind, however, is not yet purified, there are many sanskaras or impressions in the mind, and it's very difficult to concentrate the mind. The mind is always oscillating, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So a pure devotee, when he chants, his mind is naturally controlled. It's stuck with Krishna. But ourselves, we have to control our mind. Prabhupada, in a very memorable purport in the Bhagavatam, it's in 1.3.44, Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter, text 44, he said about attention. No one can give rapt attention. Rapt attention means something like concentrated attention, who is not pure in mind. When you are not pure in mind, a mind will go very easily and cannot stay with the subject. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in what? Art? Heart. Others said action. Prabhupada says, no one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. When you have impossible actions, impossible relationships with others, your mind cannot be pure. I think we have seen this very much in our lives when you have difficulty relationship with devotees, the mind is always with that difficult relationship, especially when you chant. Have you noticed? Mandakini has noticed. Yes. So, no one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. Therefore, the four regulative principles who regulate our eatings, defending, and mating, are so important so that we can be pure in action. And when we are pure in action, we can be pure in mind. And when we are pure in mind, then we can give rapt attention or deep concentration. So we will now, after all these exercises, come to our, maybe it's the last exercise, where we chant and we will just hear. I feel, because we have chanted now so much and done so many exercises, there is a chance that we will have good concentration. Hare Krishna. So tomorrow you have to chant like this in your home. Tonight, yes. When you have, we will now chant, and we will simply try to hear. Now, may I ask you a question? Where will we fix our concentration now? In the previous exercise, we have fixed our concentration on visualizing, seeing. We have fixed our concentration on the inner voice calling out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Huh? Now we will hear. Where do you think we will fix our concentration? On form? Sound? Zug, yes. I would say this is correct, but please concentrate it more specifically on the act of hearing. What happens when we hear? I will make now a few sounds to you, and I wish that you just analyze what is happening. Please close your eyes when you are comfortable. Mm-hmm. I will make very soft sounds, so don't worry, because I will not attack your poor attention. That was one sound. Beautiful. It's a funny sound. Okay, so please open your eyes again. Thank you very much for this little humorous sound analysis. Now we will go to hearing the Hare Krishna mantra. I want to request you to very, very carefully hear the sound vibration of the holy name. I will show you how to chant the speed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. I think it is obvious to all of us that this is the nicest, isn't it? What do you think, Mandakini? To just hear and be absorbed in the sound is the nicest, and we should aim for that. The other exercises which you have learned today, to concentrate on the written letters or written names, to call out prayerfully to Lord Krishna, these are meant to help us when we cannot concentrate and fix our mind on just hearing. We will now come to the last exercise for this evening, and this will be all the most difficult exercise, although it's the exercise we are most accustomed to. We will just chant in our own speed the Hare Krishna mantra on our japa. If you don't have a japa, you can just chant along in your own speed. Now, please, I want to warn you, you will feel in the first minute or so totally without any orientation. You will feel like a person.